to my little friend.
It's time to get in the zone.
In the zone.
Oh, my God! The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe in miracles? Yes!
The Zone is sponsored by 10 Tavern. Fashion furniture across from River Park. Helena Agra Enterprises, LLC. And by Blast & Brew.
Hung on, let the deep center field. Bernie Williams goes back, and it is. Get out the rye bread and the mustard this time, Grandma. It is a grand salami.
It's Friday, and you're in the zone. From 10 Tavern. Here are your hosts, Nick Papagni.
You talking to me?
And Nick Anderson.
You talking to me?
It's time to get in the zone.
What are you worried about? I'm in the zone, man.
We are live right here at our new location, 10 Tavern, here on a Friday afternoon because you're
in the zone,
you're
baby.
In the zone. It's Matty J in the house. It's the Papagni and Matt Johnson here at a new, beautiful location right on the corner of Nice and Willow. Matt, 10 Tavern, how cool is this place?
Well, it's where friends gather, and it truly is a very accommodating space. I was just telling the ownership that this is a real, real great use of space. Just clean lines. I love the look. It's feng shui. Less is more. This is a beautiful facility.
Yeah, full-on bar here at the 10 Tavern. The happy hour is going on crazy right now. 86-inch TVs. You can't miss this thing. Because when I live right behind here, when I'm coming home, I could see the scores from the big screen TVs. So this place is bigger than it looks from the outside.
Yeah, and it is. And the lighting behind the bar, the blue light effect in the back, just class. Extraordinary. Where am I right now? I'm in San Francisco. Where is this?
Well, right in front of you, you've got some brand new lobster corn dogs.
No one in this town features lobster corn dogs. Nobody. This is a one-of-a-kind. What an establishment, and what creative ideas come out of the 10 Tavern.
Well, Matt and Amy, the owners here, walking around today, and they do such a great job. I'm really excited here. We're going to be here at 10 Tavern, and maybe next week, Blast and Brew, because they're a partner. They're like sister stations of each other. But 10 Tavern, come on down and hang out with the Papagni, Matty J. We are on the road, Matt, and this is what we love about you and I, because people like when we're out and about. They're coming up to Matt Johnson. Hey, Matty, how's the track going? Everyone's asking you. And we got some big things going we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
I also want to thank Helena Agra Enterprises, LLC. Again, farmers, I was up in Stockton. I talked to Mike Jamison and Doug Sankey, who's they work for Murata Produce. And the cherries are a disaster. They're in deep trouble this year for all this rain. And this is since like 1892, we haven't had a May like this.
Well, you deal in the ag business. You have in the past. Obviously, we have several friends that are heavily involved in agriculture, let alone the businesses who help sponsor local sports. But, hey, what does rain do to a cherry? I buy cherries, put it in a basket. I go home. I rinse them off in the wash. It just splits the cherries from the...
Splits it up. Yeah, they have no life afterwards. And
really?
It looks so pretty on the tree when I'm driving down Jacktone Road, and you see all the cherries on both sides of the road, but... Once you start packing, you'll find out one good, one six bad. Two good, 12 bad. And it's just going to be bad. Here in 10 Tavern, Matt and Amy are telling us they're going to have a banquet room behind, right next to 10 Tavern. So coming up, stay tuned. This is where you're going to be having your parties.
Yeah, meeting space is limited at best in this town for the big picture. And when you can have a open restaurant / tavern like this, have outdoor al fresco dining and drinking out on the beautiful patio with televisions on the patio, and then you can take your private business meeting, your engagement party, whatever you have going on, right next door as they open up another room over here, wow.
I hope we're sounding okay. I think my wife Lori's listening in. We're having some sound issues now and then, so let me know if that's true. But we are here at 10 Tavern. Maddie, thanks for hanging out today.
Sound issues. This can't be happening.
No, I think we sound okay.
Are we good?
Make sure Lori tells us, because she's my sound connoisseur. But we are heading after this. We got a big show tonight at City County All-Star Baseball at Chicchansey Park. You and I will be behind the microphone. This is a true City County All-Star. And I want to talk about City County football, which is really not City County anymore. I'm going to call it the Central Valley All-Star Game.
Correct. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, because I think what the committee has done is they've made it, try to make it as even as possible, because for a couple years in a row, the city was dominating, and it just goes in spurts. It is what it is. Sometimes, and you were you've coached a couple times on the city-county game, and you've got to figure it out.
Well, the thing that I believe is most important, and if I could steal a chapter out of the city-county baseball setup, you know, have a meeting amongst the coaches and the organizers of the event, and let's talk about either it's a draft of players, or we sit down and we iron all the difficulties out so no school gets left behind having an all-star for their representation. But there's a lot of creative ways. But I think you nailed it on the head that the city-county all-star football game, which is legendary in this valley, it's been such a great, great experience for everyone involved, but it really is not a city-county all-star thing anymore. Why don't we just call it the Central Valley All-Stars? And then they appoint a head coach from the city, if you will, and a head coach from the county, which would be, you can keep that tradition alive. But I think it's time to open up the pool of all-star football players, because it's truly not county versus city anymore.
No, you're absolutely right. And I'm pretty strong in this, because I got to play in the game many, many moons ago. Okay, so I was on the city all-star team for football and baseball. And we got more Amy bringing the food out. Love that. Amy Bo Peep is all over this stuff tonight. So here's my problem with the city county. First of all, we're going to talk to Merv Carter, who runs the city county baseball game. And what he does is he has all the coaches show up on a Monday night. County will sit in one area. City will sit in one area. This year is David Cuellar from the Sanger Apaches, so he gets his little paper out, and he starts getting nominations from every team. And and it's not easy, because you got 35 players, and the county has a lot more teams to choose from. James Patrick, we know, the legendary, who won the big game the other night, is the Central Section champ. He's got his team around. And he gets to pick more Buchanan Bears or whatever the case may be, because there's less teams to choose from.
Yeah.
We know by the time that Monday night ends that maybe you've got on the team, and there might be a scraggler here and one or there. The county, the city county, it's not like that.
Because in the football side.
Football. You tell people how that goes.
Well, what happens is you get first they announce who the head coaches will be. Then they begin the mail campaign of sending you information regarding all the different schools you can contact, and they send out the nomination forms to every school that's announced that's county and every school that's been announced as city. And then the head coach from those prospective sites, those different campuses, puts forth his nominations of who feels should be representing either county or city in the All-Star game. And then the head coach's job for the city or county is to sit back and evaluate all the nominations that come in and select his team. There's a limit to how many players from one school you could have on. And to my understanding, like you said, I have coached in it twice. To my understanding, there's also an order that you must have one representative from every school that's been notified is involved in county or city. This is where we have a problem this year.
Now, this year, and I'm a little disappointed in the county all-star team, because I see there's plenty of Kingsburg Vikings on the county, but there's nobody from the Kalinga Horned Toads. They didn't even get a call. And this was disappointing. They've been playing in this game for a long time. Now, I get it if you're Dos Palos or maybe Fireball and you put one or two players in and they decide, I don't want to play. You tried. But nobody called Kalinga, for example. And I don't know about the other team. I'm just throwing it out there. And I don't know if Dos Palos was called or Fireball or Mendota or Avenal or Tranquility. But nobody called Kalinga. So in all these years in the city-county game, Kalinga will not be representative. And they had three or four that they nominated. It's very disappointing.
Well, that is disappointing. But we don't necessarily know for sure that they were notified and they did not get their ballots back, or something could have happened of that nature. There are mistakes involved in this.
I know for sure Kalinga wasn't notified. And if I'm the coach of the county, I'm calling. Hey, I just got a list. I haven't got anything from Kalinga. Do you guys nominate? I'm making the phone call. I'm the coach.
Yeah.
I'm getting money to coach this thing.
Yeah.
It's not I'm going to do it for fun. They're getting money to take over for the 2 weeks. Very disappointing. I'm going to call it a Central Valley All-Star game. And here's the other problem I see. And I wish the committee would jump on board. Because look at Amy Bo Peep is all over this. Now, what is this?
Happy hour jalapenos.
Holy moly. Look at that.
Bacon-wrapped jalapenos happy hour. Wow.
What do we got here, Amy Bo Peep? You want to come on? Come on.
Okay, well, we're going to get right back to our city county talking football. Nick was going on a rant about who did not get in. But in the meantime, there's some beautiful appetizers out here. Starting over here, this was, once again, this is a jalapeno appetizer.
It sure is. It's a stuffed jalapeno appetizer for $8. It comes with fries, and it's bacon-wrapped.
Compliments to the chef. What a plate presentation. Beautiful. And this here in the middle.
And that's our Bangin' Tavern shrimp. Very popular dish. Sweet with a little bit of spice.
Okay, don't touch those, Nick. I'm going there. And this, I've already had a bite of it. The lobster corn dog. Oh, my goodness. Who came up with that idea?
We have a great chef that decided to bring something different to the table, and we wanted to bring something different, and that's been a really popular item. So.
Yeah, I sound like I'm that. What was his name? He has passed away. Great Yule Hauser, I think his name. He had the show on. Oh, my goodness. We're here at National Park looking at what is this? This right here, look, beautiful stuff. Continue the great work. Awesome. If you haven't come out here to the 10 Tavern, you need to come out and explore the happy confines where the friends are gathered here at 10 Tavern. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Amy's bringing out the varsity.
Yeah, and I also apologize. Listen, Amy's did a great job. The way you just transitioned that over, you could have set it up a little bit. Let me give you a heads up. Here we go.
I mean, she brought him out, and I just had to give her some love right here.
Yeah.
We're at the 10 Tavern.
Yeah, you are.
You
want to
come out and hang out with Nick and Matt? We're on the corner of Willow and Nice.
Yeah.
And we're right literally on the corner, the giant sign of 940 ESPN right out in front.
So now back to the football. We're going to talk baseball City County tonight. We have the greatest show in high school going on at Buchanan High School here shortly. That's the state of California converges on our great town for the state track and field championships. That's going on right down the street. As you like to say, a three-wood from the 10 Tavern is where the greatest track event ever on this planet takes place. But City County football, it's no longer City County. Tell
it's
us what you're
Valley,
it is.
It's a Central Valley All-Star game. When you have Buchanan playing in the county, they need to be playing in the city. The bottom line is here, and I try to tell the committee every year, and they don't want to listen to me. County kids are grown up to play 48 minutes of high school football.
Yeah.
They don't come off. They're the kicker, the punter, the defensive back, the safety, the corner, the sometimes quarterback and running back.
Yep.
Well, the city county committee has them playing one position. So right now, you've already limited. They have no chance of winning the game. The very slim chance of beating the city all-stars, which a lot of them, and because there's so many good players in the city, they sometimes only play one position.
I don't like it. It doesn't make any sense. Once again, it's not. Someone might throw a jab in there and say it's for the safety of the player. That is the biggest hogwash excuse ever of why you could not play both ways. That would be no. How is that any different than saying, okay, we've got Deshaun Stevenson, you are the greatest, arguably one of the greats of all time, Washington Union. You're going to play in our city county all-star basketball game, but we can't let you play defense. So we're going to sub you in and out of the game because we only want you to go down and play offense. How's that any different? I'm playing a full game of basketball, or I'm going to play a full game of football. It's obvious that it's not that you're going to play the entire game. You are going to get breaks in and out. But if you're the greatest safety, you're coming from Carruthers, for an example, and you're the greatest athlete, one of the all-time greats in the history of Carruthers, you're the starting quarterback, and you're also the starting free safety. Colleges are looking at you. They're undecided. You're so good. You're Jim Thorpe. You're the greatest athlete ever to come through Carruthers. And then the game time for an all-star, all we get to see is you do one side of the ball or the other. Why not let us see all of the exploits of an Edgar Segura running the ball for Mendota, but also playing great defensive back? It doesn't make sense.
And you're a coach. You tell me. I played in the game. I helped you coach one year in the game.
Yeah.
But you're a head coach. If I need a guy on the sidelines because my other wide receiver is injured or just pulled a cramp, get in there at wide receiver. What's wrong with that?
Well, clearly there's a competitive nature to any time you lace up whatever sport it is. So if I'm coaching in an all-star game, clearly there's a competitive nature as a coach that you want to go out and put your best foot forward and let your constituency see not only what a great coaching staff you've assembled from your own school, but you can work magic within about a week of practice time and go out and win a ball game. It's still football or basketball or baseball. You got to go out and compete. And if I have the high school version of LeBron James on my football team, and he's only limited to play on one side of the ball, am I really giving the all-star performance I need to give? Well, I don't think so.
This is why it's not a true city-county game anymore, because the committee has said, okay, well, the county's getting crushed, the city's better, they got less. And you've said it all along.
Well,
explain what your theory was.
My theory was always, from watching from afar, than being involved in the game, is that the city has an unbelievable, unique advantage. And we're not talking because the city gets to deploy Clovis North or Edison or whatever school it might be, talent. They get to deploy less schools. So if I'm picking from less schools, that means my roster could be made up of 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 athletes from, let's say, Buchanan, as opposed to having a lot of high schools representing my team, 18, 21 high schools, let's say, in the county. Now I have to pick 1 or 2 from each school, and so the cohesive teamwork is not there. If I can pick, which I did one year, I picked 6 Clovis West guys, 7 or 8 Edison guys, 5 or 6 Bullard guys, 7 Clovis Cougars. I made up about 35 members on that team. We're all coming from about 4 schools, 5 schools. So at practice, when I gave out some terminology, everyone, yep, that's why we run it too. And I had 30 dudes listening and thinking, yep, we know how to do that. As opposed to picking on 1 athlete, 2 athlete, 1 athlete, 1 athlete, 1 athlete, and trying to bring them together as a team. My strategy was always very clear. Take the top 5 high schools as far as the PAG meter rankings say, and grab as much of those guys off that team as you can, and then meet the criteria of having one player from this school, Fresno Christian or whoever it might be, and go out and play some competitive football.
Well, I'd love to have Sean type in. He's texting me right now. Sean, feel free. We want you to call in. He's saying, do you understand the restrictions and the dilemmas the county coaches have of picking players? This would be so much of an issue. It is, because you've got 28-plus schools versus 14. I get it.
Yeah, but haven't they? I believe that the committee has done a good thing now and spread the wealth out. That's why Central, Buchanan, Clovis maybe? No, who else? They've got others on there. Well, Central, Buchanan, see. I believe. Does Clovis go to the county too now?
I believe Clovis, but I will double check.
Yeah, but either way, they separated the range of high schools.
Yeah, Clovis is on.
Yeah. So they
along with Buchanan, Clovis East.
There you go.
So they really split the track.
So there's
up.
Probably now 14 and 15 or 16 and 16. The school disparity. When I coached it, like I said, there was only, I believe, 12 or 14 top city schools to choose from.
Okay, well, this
but there was a bevy of county schools. It was an unfair advantage for the city, there's no doubt.
Now, basketball will sit down. They do a draft.
I love it.
So it's really not a city-county anymore. We just call it an all. I think it's, we need to call it a Central Valley All-Star game. This way you don't have a problem.
How about this one? Why don't we just call these games Central Section All-Star games?
Central Valley.
Let's grab every – no, not Central Valley, because we got St. Joe's, Atascadero. Get them involved.
You said, but when we were driving over here, does San Luis Obispo want to drive every day to Fireball or whatever the practice is?
Probably not.
That's a long way to go every day.
Probably
so
not.
That's why it's a Central Valley All-Star game. I like it. I like what the basketball does. They have a draft. So if you and I are the coaches, you get first pick. You got Trent Tompkins? Okay, good call. I got to get a quarterback.
How about the first annual Central Section North versus South?
Well, they do a great job. Coach Green...
Bob Green does a nice one up in Merced, and that group does their north-south game, which is what we're going to be talking about here in a minute. I'm talking about Central Section, not the San Joaquin Section. I'm talking Central Section.
Or Central Valley.
I don't care what you call it, but Central Valley. Central Valley, north and south. It's Bakersfield, basically, against Fresno Clovis.
That's the all-star game.
Madera, Fresno Clovis versus Bakersfield and everyone else down Taft. Everyone south of, let's say, Visalia is involved in that.
Now, if you're Bakersfield, they play an Arena League All-Star right in the middle of baseball season, which I hate. Can you imagine? You're the head coach of Stockdale. You show up the next day, hey, where's my shortstop? Oh, he dislocated his ankle last night in the Arena All-Star game. Who came up with
that? Is there a problem?
Well, you're not a baseball coach.
Well, he's a high schooler. He got invited to play in something. He went for it.
They play arena football.
How's that any different than Yahoo Bob who goes in his backyard? Because I got a couple of those guys on my program that have trampolines in their backyard.
Yahoo Bob.
What'd you do on the weekend? I can't practice today, at least for a week, coach, my doctor. What happened? Me and my buddy were jumping on the trampoline. If you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. Live life.
Okay.
You and your hypothetical, your starting shortstop, come on. We lost our starting, not we, but we as a Valley, lost arguably one of the great wide receivers in all time, Jalen McMillan. Pretty much didn't get a chance to play in the state playoff game because he was out playing, you know, grab you know what.
No, he was just running and he ran into a pole.
Well, he wasn't probably just running. They were like, you know, Bobby, catch me. And then they did something down on campus playing, you know, like I said, playing grab triple A's. And he got hurt. It happens.
Hey, our phone number, 844-940-ESPN. Are you like, for, against? What? Because I want to hear from the city county committee people. They're all listening right now. Call in the show. What are we missing? I think we need to do a draft like basketball does.
I didn't see a Mendota football player on the county list either.
There's the first time in the history, what is it, the 64th annual, you will not see a West Sierra League player
wow.
in this game.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Could be the Kingsburg coach. He's pretty competitive, that guy. I noticed that about him. He's the first coach ever, and I give him credit for it because I'm a very big advocate. As you coach your team, I coach mine. This idea of you're running up the score on us, just do what you got to do. But I look to my defensive coordinator and I said, we're getting our butts kicked right now. Why don't you have other – get the other guys in there. Yeah, but coach, they're not throwing the ball. They're up by 40. The game's almost over. They're not throwing the ball, even though they kept their starters in the game the whole way. And I put this guy out there. He lines up. He wasn't even covering the guy he's supposed to cover. I didn't know, coach, where I line up. We threw him out there. And their starting receiver and quarterback hooked up like on a 60-yard touchdown strike with minutes left. And I looked at my D coordinator. I said, I'm sorry. That's my fault. I had no idea they'd keep throwing. So maybe he's that ultra-competitive coach that doesn't want the kid from Kalinga. Maybe that kid doesn't match up because he's trying to win this game. You never know.
Well, early prediction, Pagmeter has the county favorite by 16 points going into this thing.
Yeah, and my prediction by looking at the roster is you're full of Kagati, okay. And I'm saying it's going to be close. The difference is what? Of course, everyone
quarterbacks.
Knows. If Trent, not just quarterbacks, if Trent Tompkins
yeah.
specifically decides to play from Central, arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever lace them up in this valley, if he's able to go and play in the game, then I do give them a favorite. But I think the matchups are great, and I think the talent from City is equal to or better than the overall talent from the county.
Now, there's plenty of – you got Jalen Cropper playing in this game. Well, we know right now, but you know how it goes. Once practice starts, some of these guys are going, oh, I can't play. Coach won't let me. But Trent is playing. You got Jalen Cropper. You got a lot of Buchanan Bears playing. A lot of Central okay. Grizzlies playing.
All right, yeah, a lot. I looked at the names. Those aren't the ones that I was really focused on, quite frankly, for the year. Trent Tompkins, yes. I like little Milton Clements III. I think he's a great little slot receiver. But after that, I'm not going to get too excited about every Central guy on that roster. But I'm getting excited about some of these guys on the City roster. Let me tell you right
Let
now. Well, Roosevelt's got a little running back, Isaiah Chambers, who didn't get enough credit. And he's going to be carrying the rock. You tell me about the runners for County. I don't know if their talent is as good as what I see on the City with being able to carry the football. So,
well, I like the quarterbacks for the County.
Yeah, I like – oh boy, this is a good list. I like Michael Smith. Boy, he's a good-looking football player from Buller, defensive lineman, playing for the City. How about this young guy, the tandem linebackers, the Hunt brothers from Edison? They're going to hold up their own stop in the run. Those are Josh Hunt and Jason Hunt. Kalen Howard of Roosevelt, wide receiver, was at Edison for a while in the early days. He's going to go out and make some plays for sure. Their limited City is in the quarterback position. They're limited in the quarterback position.
I don't know
if
the quarterbacks, but, you know, I don't know if that means anything to you, but Trent Tompkins is the greatest quarterback we've ever had in Valley history playing in the City County game.
That's why the county is favorite. Yeah. But 16 points, you and I already have our side bet. I'm taking that bet.
Well, it could be 21 by the time June comes around. And by the time it's almost game time, it could be a 28-point favorite.
I don't know if this guy's very big or not, but the City has an offensive lineman on there, R.J. Garcia from Edison. I don't know. He's 6'5", 360. Why don't they put him at nose and just, you talk about a two-gap defense, just swallow up the center and take both A-gaps away. Who else do I see on stands out to me? Oh, I love this athlete, this kid out of McLean. Oh, I like him. He's going to be playing some tight end, but John McMichaels, what a star he is. I don't know, it's going to be close. I do notice that the City team is coached by Roosevelt Rough Rider head coach Vince Brandstetter. Looks to me like he's got 9 Rough Riders on that roster. How did that work out?
So how does that work?
I don't know.
I thought the most was six.
A limit, I thought, something.
Yeah. Well, again, someday I would love to have the City County Committee just, you know what, their focus on the Boys and Girls Club, that's great. Let's make money for them. Don't get a guy like Matt Johnson. You're ahead of rules. Hey, we don't rush the punter. We don't do this. We don't do that. Have someone with football technology running the rule, and just don't worry about the game, guys. You guys get the ticket sales and the parking, and let the game handle, the coaches handle the game. And then I would be so happy. When they get involved with, no, I don't want him to play offense or defense, that makes me just.
Right. I've been saying it for 10 years now. I'm torn on the concept of representation from every high school. But anyway, I tear on both sides of it. I always keep coming back. You have to have a representative from every high school that represents the city or county.
Well, here's what's going to happen, too.
At least one.
We got the rosters here. I got them right here. I'll put them on Twitter. And I guarantee at least 10 people will quit this thing. People won't show up. I can't work. That's I don't big. Want to put the helmet on. And then why wouldn't you have 10 more alternates? So when the game starts, you've got 45 solid players. Well, but sometimes you'll get down to the low 30s. And then they go, oh, you can only play one position.
What leads me to believe that there's something that you're probably not aware of as far as who got selected and who didn't get selected is I don't see it's any problem whatsoever. If, let's say, the coach for the county, the Kingsburg coach, Wilson. Coach Wilson decides that he's going to go with this group because he's committed, which nothing wrong with that. He wants to be not just competitive. He wants to win one for the county. And so he picks his team. What does that leave us with? You said the WSL, that league didn't have one representative. So you've got four or five more spots. So if I go into the game with 51 and the other team's playing with 47 all-stars, does it really matter? Can I add to the roster one or two or three more guys? That's the number one rule. It's always, no, we can only go. That's it.
You didn't have a Madera South Stallion last year.
Yeah, but that's more my fault. It's a joint venture between both of us. But that's
they call you?
That's more
they
of my
fault.
I know, but that's more of my fault. Because they changed committee members, and who's the person I correspond with? It was a big mess.
Well, that's
but
what
I did have the opportunity to have a member. I like Bob Green up at North South, though. Bob Green at North South runs a great all-star game, too, now.
It's North versus South.
Yeah, it's a real good one.
When I say North,
let's take a break.
It's the Central Valley of our area versus the Central Valley of Merced area.
That's right.
So let's take a break. I want to try to catch up with Merv Carter before he heads to Chicansey and talk a little city-county baseball. And Merv does such a great job. Don't go anywhere. We're live at 10 Tavern. It's the Pag Meter, Matty J.
We'll be back.
You're in the zone. Sponsored by Blast & Brew. Fashion furniture across from River Park, Helena Agra Enterprises, and 10 Tavern. With the Pag Meter and Big Cat Nick Anderson on 940 ESPN.
You are in the zone on a Friday afternoon. We are live here at 10 Tavern, right in the corner of Willow and Nice. It's the Pag Meter. It's Matt Johnson. Matty, I'm loving this place. The food is outstanding. It's a nice big place and a full bar.
I've always been a very strong, strong advocate in the food service business that you have a dining room or an area where it's the sight lines are indefinite. There are no interior obstructions. So you can't, hey, Bob, in the corner. You can really feel like you are where friends gather, and that's 10 Tavern.
You know, we got on the line now a guy who knows all about city-county. He runs the city-county baseball, the legendary Merv Carter. Merv, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Nick. How about you?
Great. Matt and I are ready to put on a show tonight at Chicansey Park. One thing before we talk about the game, I love what you do to put the teams together. This is a traditional city versus county because when I see county players, Merv, they're excited to go after the city because they get all the pub. Matt Johnson always talks how good the track and the CMAC is. They want to compare themselves. So they get to go to Chicansey and say, am I as good as a Brock Jones, you know, or Brady Hormel for Buchanan? You know, so I think it's a good the way you still do it, city versus county. Did I lose Merv?
The county keeps growing, and so there are a lot of schools out there. But, we try to keep the tradition going, and that's our whole purpose. That's why it's the way it is right now.
I think, Merv, I think without question, the part of the, especially in the world of baseball, the pageantry, the announcements of each school and the player representing his school as you line up in traditional baseball fashion, It's a real, real good show.
Yeah, we well, this
Merv?
Is...
Oh, there he is.
This is... No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The thing we like, this is to honor the players. For a lot of them, this is going to be their last ball game. You know, they'll be going to work, they'll be doing other things, go to school, not play any more baseball. Because as you know, they keep narrowing down, every level you go up. And so, you know, we like to honor them, let's put their picture up on the big panoramic board and let the parents see it and the grandparents and brag about their kids and just have a good time and talk good things about them. And that's what you guys really do a good job at.
Well, thanks, Merv. And we've got great weather tonight where usually it's 103 and those guys are taking batting practice out there and it's a tough day to get out there, but it's beautiful. Chancey, 6:30 is the first pitch. It's going to be a great game. I really think the county and this is pretty darn even going in.
Yeah, I think it is too because there's some good pitching on both sides. And, you know, that makes for a pretty good ball game. And then I've seen a lot of the schools play this year going around various sites. And the kids are getting better and better knowing the game and playing the game correctly. And so you don't fool them with first and thirds or bunt situations. And they all can take ground balls and go after fly balls. So, you know, it should be an interesting game.
Well, the other thing that separates this game, in my opinion, from most all the other All-Star games I've ever been involved with, Merv, is that you have the Love of the Game Award winner, which is such a special moment. Who's this year's award winners of the Love of the Game?
Well, we have two this year, and they're both going to be 50-year veterans. Jim Sammarco is at McLean High School. He's already coached 51 years, but starting this fall baseball season, this will be his 50th year at McLean High School. And the
other coach
is Ken Pappy, who will also, starting in the fall, be his 50th year at Fresno High. So you just don't find veteran coaches like that anymore. They've stayed at one school, and they fall in love with that school, and they've been there. Loyal.
Matt Merv, I guarantee nobody in the rest of the country has two guys that's been in the same school for 50 years still going. Guarantee we're the only.
And they played at Fresno State together. 2 years ago.
What a story this is.
And of course, Merv, you have the Fresno County Superintendent of Schools, Jim Yovino. He's always supporting all these great contacts for local high school athletics.
Right.
How instrumental is the city, the Board of Education, of course, Fresno County Superintendent of Schools. How helpful is that?
Well, you know, we used to run this game on a shoestring budget. We'd have the coaches sell tickets, and they would give them to the kids, and they'd lose half the tickets, and bookkeeping was terrible. And now that we've been able to have it with the backing of the county office, was Dr. Pete Mias and Larry Powell, and now Jim, they've supported us, and we work through the Healthy Kids Department for the County Office of Education, and then the Grizzlies. This is our 13th year now in Grizzly Stadium, and they're just great. I mean, you know, last year they had a soccer game the night before ours. They had to work all night long, the grounds crew, to take the grass out of the infield and build the new mound and that to get it ready for us. So, you know, it's not easy when you're working around the pro baseball team and the soccer, but, you know, we're able to get it in. This year, again, now we're in competition with the state track meet, which we hate to do, but this is the only date available.
That's right. And we also want to, obviously, the Fresno Grizzlies for what they do and prepare that ballpark. It is as beautiful as ever. And then, of course, we want to thank the Fresno Bee. They've always got an affiliation with this program, too, correct?
Yeah. Right, they help us, you know, get the word out. You know, they have the ads in the newspaper. If you've noticed the big block ads they put in the newspaper for us, and we can't thank them enough for putting that in and helping sponsor the game. So, you know, we're very fortunate, very fortunate.
Well,
but we keep the game going. That's the main thing. It's for the kids.
Yeah. And, Merv, you do such a great job, and I'm excited to see you tonight. 6:30, first pitch. Chicchansey, you can get your tickets. Just walk up, and they'll have tickets right there at Chicchansey Park. Or you can even go online if you want to print them out and say maybe there's a little line tonight. But it should be a good crowd tonight. Yeah. Good baseball weather.
The gates open at 5 o'clock, so they're going to be opening in 15 minutes. So get them down there.
All right, Merv, thank you so much, and we will see you tonight.
Okay, you hustle.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Merv.
Yeah, once the show's over here in Team Tavern, we'll be taking the 940 ESPN limousine.
Yeah, and it's one of all the gigs, if you will, that you and I do together, from all-star football games to baseball, reporting live at track events around our valley. And then, of course, what we do on regular Friday night game night, and also what we do in baseball and softball, and, of course, in the world of basketball, calling the games from Cellon Arena. This is actually, for you and I, it's a PA gig for you, the voice.
No, but you're going to be helping.
But the organization, you have to understand that every inning, here comes a whole new wave of new student-athlete all-stars onto the field. It is tough to keep track.
Joe, I think we got a caller. Or Joe Todd, I don't know. I thought I heard him mumble. Sorry. Oh, we got Shane or Sean?
Shane,
welcome to, you're in the zone on a Friday afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
So what's up, Shane?
Oh, nothing. Just calling in. I'm the county representative. I'm one of the county representatives for the city-county all-star football game. And just saw Pag Meter's tweet and wanted to, answer some questions or maybe clear the air on the county coach.
Beautiful. I'd love to know it, because Kalinga out there is a little upset. They don't have any horn toes, and they said they submitted 4 or 5 players, and they got no callback. So I want to know what's going on that one.
That I don't know about. I'd have to talk to Coach Wilson about that. But there are, I believe, 29 or 30 county schools, and we also have Clovis schools that we split because they're Division I schools, whatever, so we put, you know, Division I schools into the county as well, because Clovis isn't necessarily in Fresno City. So with that being said, with all together, the county has like 29 or 30 schools to pick from with only 45 spots. Now, the city has, I think, 11 or 12 schools to pick from with 45
I think
spots.
I covered that, yes. Yes.
What's that?
I'm with you. I think I covered that. It's an overwhelmingly smaller group to pull from, which is easier, in my opinion, on the coaching staff to select from a small group as opposed to a large group of high schools.
Correct. So the committee at one point agreed on basically each year the coach can basically snub 6 schools just at random or whatever, just like, okay, not from here, but it can't be in consecutive years. So
okay,
like next year Kalinga won't be snubbed for sure. Like, I don't know if that's the correct word to say, but
I know.
Because there's so many schools, we have to cut down on the schools for them to choose and pick players from.
I don't believe you have to. What I believe has to happen, and this isn't coming from me, Matt Johnson, it's actually, believe it or not, was a Pag Meter idea. I believe that the day of the city county, true city county, trying to wrestle with that notion of all these different high schools in the county is done. It should be eliminated. The game should continue, but under the guise now that it's the Central Valley All-Star football game, and you take that same pool, and now you have, as example, if there's 20-plus schools in the county, then let's put 5 of those over to the city. So now the city has 16 or 17 schools. The county has 16 or 17 schools, and every school should be represented in some fashion in the All-Star game. That, to me, would be the easiest fix.
That
if you keep if you keep trying to hang on, if you keep
okay. an idea that was thrown around at one point.
Yeah,
but it doesn't
it's
keep
the only
a
chance
true
you have.
City county.
Yeah.
That's the only issue, because you would be taking Division IV, Division V, and Division VI schools and dividing those schools up into the city. And now you're getting
well,
a mixed
and another
city
thing.
But
well, they do it in basketball. They do it in softball. And they do it in basketball, and they have a draft to
true.
Pick. But see, once you put Buchanan in the county, end the story of the city county all-star football game. So we might as well call it a Central Valley all-star game.
Well, it's been going on for 65 years, so.
I know. I played in it 40 years ago. I know exactly what's going on in the city county game. I'm just trying to help out.
And the county just keeps growing. I mean, Central's putting on another campus, so I mean.
Yeah, that's
so
my
Shane,
whole point.
Yeah, Shane, this is what you're missing. The committee's missing exactly what you just said. The county's growing, so are you going to add schools and just have 14 of the city? No, you might as well call it a center. You're going to have, when Clovis gets a new school soon, Central's going to have a new school soon, Madera South and Madera are going to have a new school soon. Call it a Central Valley All-Star game and let everyone play. Let the coaches decide if they want to have a receiver or a defensive back, or let them play both. You guys shouldn't have anything to do with the rules of the game. Take your money, give it to the big brothers and big sisters, and everyone's a winner. That way it'll grow. I was on the committee about 8 years ago, so I know exactly what's
well, the most important thing is, Shane, and you're on to it. Now, by the way, and I applaud personally what you guys do. It really is it gives so much to our community. What's important to note, though, is that it's 65 years. Let's go to 67.
Right.
Let's go to 100 years. But the format probably should change, because at some point – there's going to be 50 schools in the county, and there'll be 40 schools in the city, and then you're going to have some real hard decisions to make. I think right now would be the time to attack. And by the way, if you want to add more talented, gifted student-athletes into the game, then there should be a little bit more of a restriction on how many kids from one school can get into the game. When I look at the city roster and the county roster, there's some schools that are heavily favored with 5, 6, 7, 9 players from one school. I get that. If I'm coaching in the game, I want to be jealously representing the school I represent and get as many athletes as I can. The point is, as you grow the business of city-county football, there's some tough decisions that need to be looked at and made, and I'm certainly sure you guys are on it. I appreciate the call, Shane. You guys are.
Well, Shane, before you go ahead. The other thing you're going to find out, Shane, and I know you know as well as I do, you're going to have a solid 10 people quit before the game even starts. So this is why I always say you're going to have 10. Well, you could 3 to 10. Put it this way, 3 to 10. And if it's great
year,
weather like this, you won't have anybody quit.
Gosh,
but I guarantee you're going to have 3 to 10 quit. You should have 10 ultimates ready and have 45 players on that roster. But instead, it'll get down to 30 to 35 by the time the game starts. And I'm just trying to help out. This is why there's no problem. Kalinga should be playing in this game. That's the only problem I see right now. Someone needs to call the head coach of Kalinga and say, hey, we want your players.
That's the county coach's. That's his call. So,
all I know is this game's been going on for 65 years.
We can suggest it, and if they, whatever. But if they could fit, somebody in a position that's not filled, then But the issue with people, it's not necessarily the coach. The coach makes all the calls personally.
Yeah.
We used to send out letters. Now we call people, and to get an instant contact. And so a lot of times the coaches that nominate these players don't provide contact information from them, such as, SJM, San Joaquin Memorial. All their players weren't contacted because there was no contact information, and the only contact they had was through the coach, who told our city coach, that none of them wanted to play. So, boom, there goes like 5 or 6 players right there. And it's the same thing. You're waiting for callbacks from, you leave messages for county players. Hey, you're nominated. I want you on my team. No callback. You call them 2 or 3 more times. No callback. No text. Nothing. So then, you got to move on. And if you move on through that whole school, than all the players that are nominated, then, I mean, what do you do? So,
that's
granted,
right.
You know, Kalinga might be an exception here, and I don't know what the issue was with Kalinga personally, besides not being called. But
right.
I don't,
well,
you know,
the bottom line is you were on to that part that much in the win and loss column. For your call, I give you a definite win on the fact that there are players, for whatever reason, that just don't follow up, and we can't baby them around by the hand and force them to play in an all-star game. If they don't want to be a part of it, then you
right.
move on to the next one. We thank you so much,
right.
Shane. Keep up the good work over there, City County. We'll be there. We'll be supporting and sponsoring
right.
it, and hopefully someone can get a call out to Kalinga and figure this thing out.
Yeah, well, no one call Kalinga. You and I are going to be broadcasting the game on the radio, the Central Valley All-Star Game. So yeah.
Well, we might not after this last conversation.
Hey,
we might be done.
You and I have great support for the game.
We do.
I played in it. I've supported it forever.
Yes.
So we're trying to make it better.
That's all.
So that's it.
I agree. Okay.
And before we take a break, you know
yes.
how you help it? You take care of the players. Give them some swag. You want to keep kids from not playing? I mean, from quitting? Give them some swag. Hey, what'd you get? Oh, my God, I just got an iPad and a sweatsuit. And take care of the players before anything, and you'll have a great All-Star game. We'll be back. We're live here at 10 Tavern, and as Matt is eating the lobster
corn, dog.
Corn dogs is all out of this
literally,
world.
It's literally battered lobster. Unbelievable. Who
We're
does that? Nobody. This is best ever.
Corner of Willow and Neese. Come on by and hang out with us. We're here until 6 on 940 ESPN.
The Valley's local sports leader. We'll be back.
You're in the zone. Sponsored by Blast and Brew. Fashion furniture across from River Park, Helena Agra Enterprises, and 10 Tavern with the Pag Meter and Big Cat Nick Anderson on 940 ESPN.
Welcome back. We are live at 10 Tavern. You are in the zone. The Pag Meter, Matty J. 10 Tavern on the corner of Willow and Neese. Literally on the corner. Come on down and hang out with Matty J and the Pag Meter. You
yeah.
love this place or what?
I love this place. It's a great location. You have homes close by for your walk over on a weekend with the wife or significant other. Sit on the patio. Come on in. Enjoy a big, beautiful game of soccer or baseball, softball, whatever, on the big screen TVs. The food is exquisite, and the service is impeccable.
Yeah, I literally live a pitching wedge away. For you, it would be an 8-iron, but we are right behind here. Tough day at the Papagni household. We lost our little Zoe dog today. My wife is a trooper.
Right.
Kept her alive for like 6 months too long. But, wow, what a program.
Well, those little creatures are extensions of our family. It
yeah.
hurts a lot. I appreciate your wife, and the eulogy and everything is what's, I think, whatever's needed to calm the house down, because that was a beautiful animal you had.
She just put something on Facebook, and I'm
not hoping, like Bruzy, who bit me on the ankle. This one was a gentle soul.
Yeah, she was. But Laurie just put something on Facebook about Zoe, and I'm hoping that I get half the love if when I pass away that Laurie gives me those great words. I mean,
you will.
Yeah, I don't
you'll
mine will be more of a roast.
Yeah, there'll be that. I'll put that on, but no, the wife will give you a little something.
I don't
hey,
know.
You know,
but wait, before we go. There was a lady that came to the house and did all the whole thing. Hey, what do you do? I don't know. I go around and, got to put dogs asleep and that stuff, and that's a tough job.
Well, it is, and, I'm glad you said, after the show, we'll talk about it, because I'm always interested. I have a lab, and I have a male lab and a female pit bull, and the pit bull's young, but the lab's been with me for quite a while, my most loyal, trustworthy friend, and it's getting close to that time, so what do? You make a phone call and someone comes
yeah,
by?
Yeah, she came down, we had candles, we played Yanni music. And
No, none of that. I don't care about all that necessarily. I'm talking about how do you dispose of the...
Oh, I have no idea.
She didn't take the dog?
She put a little blanket. And
she took the dog
yeah,
away.
And then I think we got her option to, do whatever,
okay.
cremate or whatever the case
was. I just went in the back 40 and I dig a hole and have a little prayer with my family and bury our animals.
Well, that's the old days. Lori's listening. It was a beautiful service. And I told her to come on down and have a drink with us
yes.
here at 10 Tavern. Full bar.
Yeah.
Next door, they're going to have a tremendous little room for parties. It's going to be outstanding.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Condolences to your wife and the family and to you, Nick.
Well, we got a little house sitter. We got a little teddy dog. Tess's dog's now over. He already loves the pack meter, so that's going to be tough. So
cutest little animal I've ever seen. It's amazing what they can do with dogs. They can breed them any way they want. You can actually come up with a little tiny miniature little Wookiee and a little Ewok, and you can run around with a little furry creature.
Well, we had Merv Carter. We're talking City County Baseball. Remember, it's 6:30 tonight at Chichansey Park. It's the City County traditional. Back, maybe the only one left, where we have the city-county all-star, where it's the city schools versus the county schools. We're talking football, and my phone is blowing up about this. But question is, if there's so many schools in the county, Matt, let me ask you. Well, I see Buchanan, Clovis, and Clovis East on the county. Why wouldn't they stay on the
there's
city?
There's two things that I just want to just tear apart the response to what we're talking about with schools that will be excluded for games and all that. And this is – goes in credit, obviously. I was already there, and that's where we were going to go after the break. But thank you, Donald Speed. Good minds think alike. My good friend, Mr. Speed, there, coach. He's absolutely right, and he's on the same target I was going to go, which is, okay, let me get the county keeps growing, and there's more schools, more schools. So first what you do with the more score, more school, more schools, you add three more teams from the city to the county, adding more schools to the county. And then the city gets the same or smaller because you just extracted three, but you got a problem with too many schools in the county. How about this concept? Take five or six of the county schools and move them to the city. And then you don't have to leave someone excluded from the game. How's that concept?
It's an easy
one.
Did
we think about that one when we sat in the meeting?
Well, and this is why it's a Central Valley All-Star game now. You and I have been supporting this thing. I have been forever.
Yeah.
You've coached it twice.
Yeah.
I was out there. I helped you when Max Hsu was the quarterback back in the day. I was out there throwing the ball with him. And we just try to help, and then we're just, and I think the committee, call us, 844-940-ESPN is our number, 844-940-ESPN is our number, call JoJo in the studio, he'll hook you right up. I want to hear what you guys think. Would you rather have a Central Valley All-Star game or a city-county All-Star game? Or can we
You're onto it, Nick, because I understand you, but a lot of people might not be understanding you, specifically the committee members. One of them just called in, the representative for the county. Well, we've been doing this game for 65 years. We're not in any way, shape, or form talking about change and the game stop and recalibrate. No. We're just talking about, number one, it's due for a facelift. Number two, it's time for a name change. Call it what it is. It's an all-star game. If you have that many problems juggling and excluding certain schools because on every off year you got to take six schools and say you're not allowed to play in this game, or the coach can decide which schools can't play in the game, that's nonsense. The game is not about the coaches. I coached it. It's not about me or my coach. It's about honoring the student-athletes who play the game. And if you can tell me with any confidence that anyone who got excluded from that game does not play equal or better football than the names that I look on this list, you're out of your freaking mind. The head coach has the ability to pick 7, 8, sometimes 9 players from his school, and therefore somebody gets left out in the cold. Now, what the caller was talking about, which is absolutely right, I've been involved in this thing many times, as you say, kids just don't follow up. As coaches and administrators of the city-county All-Star game, we can't babysit and hold the kid's hand and make sure that he corresponds and shows up for the team dinner and all the things that are required of an All-Star to be a part of it. I get that. But the bottom line is this game, in my opinion, was set up so every student-athlete that is of All-Star caliber, and every high school's got one. I had a horrible year of football. But I had a couple All-Stars. I got 3 guys, 2 in the North County. I got 1 playing in the city county.
You didn't have one last
year. And, well, that was more my fault. I fell into that category. It wasn't all my fault, but I could have followed up even more.
Yeah, but, Matt, come on. You're on the radio every Thursday. You think they would have figured that out. Hey, I'll get a hold of Matt. I'm Mr. Cedarquist. I'll call. Doug will call. I'll get a hold of Matt. We'll get a player on. That's an easy deal.
I understand that, but I'm not going to excuse the fact that I didn't do as much everything I could to get a good kid
Brand's
on the
walking in here. I love it.
Yeah.
But – first time in 65 years, we're not going to have anybody from Kalinga, Fireball, Mendota, Tranquility, Avenal, and Dos Palos. Think about that. David Henderson back in the day from the Dos Palos Broncos. What? Nobody is going to be from the West Sierra League, and I think it's a travesty. Think about that.
Yeah. Well, that's not good. I don't know what more you want me to say.
Well,
I can talk the good. And the game is good, and the game is in hands of people that donate a lot of time and effort, and they're doing the best they can, but there needs to be change. And I know that there's things that can be talked about and resolved. We just need to get in there and make it happen.
844-940-ESPN. I want to know, do you like that? If you're a county kid and you read all the time about how good that track team is, how good Edison is and Clovis West and Buchanan and all, you know what? I want to face those guys. Or, you know what? We can't beat them. Let's just join them. And let's just, like the basketball does, they have a draft. They have a draft.
Well,
and we're going to sit down, Matt Johnson, and you're going to pick first, and I pick second, and you pick third, and we have a draft. That's not a bad idea either, but we call it a Central Valley All-Star game.
Well, we do, but, you know.
The county kids are now playing with the kids they hear about.
Yeah, but any All-Star game's not going to be perfect. Let's pick on your favorite sport, baseball. And that baseball game is not perfect. It's not a perfect analysis of who's better, city or county. The pitcher pitches gets three outs, he's done. Goodbye. Yeah. Never got any rhythm. That's it. Okay, the next guy comes in. You know, you don't get to see a big pitching star from, let's say, Buchanan go work three or four innings and start getting his groove on, and all of a sudden it's game over, man. You're not going to score any runs. No, they keep bringing a new salvo of talent onto the field. So everyone's getting an equal shot.
You're right.
But no rhythm is ever established in that game.
You got 35 players for 9 innings. That means you've got 3 outfielders at for left field, 3 in center, 3 in right. So when they picked, and I was at the meeting, you were supposed to be there, and it was at Chancy, and we all sat down. I was with the county. I was with the city. And they're trying to figure out. So if some players got missed, left out, it's because maybe they had 8 second basemen, and they got to get rid of 8. I need a shortstop. And I was with James Patrick's group. Then I was sitting with David Cuellar from Sanger's group. And they're trying to figure out. Because I know the county has a lot more schools, and it was tough on Coach Cuellar, and I don't know how he did it because a lot of coaches were upset. Hey, I got 3 kids who got to play. Well, I need a left fielder, or I need a catcher. Well, you know, so it's hard. Maybe the city county, and I told Merv, but Merv doesn't want to go for it, we almost need 2 baseball games now. Because there's so many schools, and we just said Clovis is getting a new school soon, Central, Madera. There's schools coming in. We're going to have more players to pick from. It's almost time for 2 7- or 2 9-inning games. You've already have to Chancy Park.
Or let's get real, or you're allowed how many players and the coaches to select, and then you will have. I mean, in this day and age of everyone gets a trophy, everyone gets this, everyone's entitled to this and this and this, there is something to be said on one end, though, that, you know, it's an all-star game. Such and such for the Dodgers didn't get voted in. He's an all-star. He didn't make it. Certain people are going to be left off the hook. It's not like every single guy goes to the NFL Pro Bowl. Certain players just don't make the cut. And you can make a convincing argument that keep it with one game. The problem is, as these schools continue to grow, yes, there will be good quality ball players left at home, but oh well, whatever criteria or judging method is out there, you didn't get selected, move on. What are you trying to do? Now, you're the biggest guy involved in that, and everybody gets a trophy. This is ridiculous. And everyone goes to the – it's not even a playoff anymore. It's what you call a tournament. Then the playoff starts after the first round. Well, if you want to keep it going on that vein, then you can't have it both ways, Mr. Pagmina. You can't say, we need 2 All-Star games with all these ball players out there.
Well, we have a lot more schools now. That's
still
the problem.
Oh, well.
Well, when I played
more selective units of players.
I played back in the moon, but way, way back. I played 5 innings.
You would not have been an all-star in today's
game. Right field,
in today's game, you would have been lucky to compete. There's just too much other talent. You were around when there was 4 high schools in the Valley, and of course you guys were successful. You didn't play anybody.
We dominated that
year, by the
way.
It's like golf back in Arnold Palmer's day. Yeah, you're a great golfer, but you didn't have Brooks Koepka and 3,000 other qualified professionals that could win on any given day.
Baseball really is the only sport nowadays, Matt, that you can compete back in the 50s to now because everyone throws hard, but not football and maybe not basketball.
And didn't I tell you, right now, numbers are indicating that, no, Brooks Bellinger, he will not hit for 400. He will not reach that milestone of batting 400. But right now, the numbers indicate he's the closest on pace to be there in the history other than Ted Williams.
We're not even in June yet.
I don't care. We played 47 ball games, maybe 48. 47, 48 ball games, and he's just inside the 400 mark because he went 0-for the other night.
He's going to go on a slump. Don't worry. The greatest regular season team in the history of baseball are the Dodgers. They're the worst playoff team. Sorry, Dodger fans.
Okay. Well, how about this one? It wasn't too long ago, maybe last week, that you said, that's over with, that's done. Milwaukee wins the next two. Bucks move on. But a little thing happened on the way to the party. My Toronto Raptors have continually competed, and now they're up with one game to win, and they're in the finals.
I never said that. What I said is Warriors are going to win in four or five. It doesn't matter who they play. They can form an all-star team between the Toronto, okay, and they're not going to – they have no chance of beating the Warriors.
Okay. Well, is anybody disagreeing with that? No, I don't think so.
Well,
I'm just talking about you had your nose so far at Milwaukee, you forgot that the Toronto Raptors play a little basketball.
Toronto. I've always said that. But when it's game time, it's situated, they don't play hard. Something happens, they fall. They look like Portland when the big game is on the line. Boy, oh boy.
I threw you out for a little loop.
Yeah, I like it. Here we go.
Loop. Are you going to have on the PA tonight, are you going to have your baseball voice? Hello, welcome.
You know, I was looking at that last year, and you and I sang the seventh inning stretch. I hope we don't do that again.
Well, I'll let myself do it alone. I won't let you try to sing alongside me. That's the problem.
The problem is they have that two-second delay when you go, nobody. Number 25. And you hear yourself, and it goes back. It gets hard.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to buy the peanut M&Ms and goodies, too? Because I require goodies as I sit there.
Well, take care of you, kid.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Chancey tonight, who are you favoring? City versus county. Have you looked at the roster?
I have. And I'm going to do what I do pretty much every year. I'm going to favor the city. It's like, gets the pitch, he's done, he sits down, another guy comes in, therefore it's anybody's ballgame.
Well, last year the city won 4-0 and they had 9 star pitchers, and there was no chance
of
county. They had some depth.
So
every time, whoever showed up, we're like, oh, my God, now look, he's going to pitch. Yep. But the county has some pitchers this year.
That goes on tonight. There's another little thing going on. It's the state championships of track and field at Buchanan High School right now as we speak. And the finest collection of student-athletes you're ever going to want to see, male and female, are all in Memorial Stadium, the Veterans Stadium, right now at Buchanan, getting ready to do what they do. So, and I'm telling you, as I do every year,
tell me.
Friday night's the preliminaries.
Okay.
Saturday's the finals tomorrow. If you have never been there, if you've never seen it, you're absolutely wasting another year of your life by missing the greatest show in high school athletics. We have it right here in our backyard at the finest venue in America, in the finest sporting event in America. It is unbelievable. And the crowds are enormous.
So what would you suggest if someone's new? Should we sit in the 50-yard line or far on the 20-yard line, or where do you sit?
Well, it depends. If you're a picnicker and you like to bring in your own chairs and you lay out your blankets on the grass, I go on either end. Either end zone, the two grass berms are great viewing areas for this.
Well, if you want to
check out the big boys, the big strong girls and boys that throw the shot put and the disc, if you want to check out the discus, you go march out there closer to Buchanan's baseball stadium, and you'll see some discs fly further than the Martians sent the first UFO into orbit. It's unbelievable. The shot put is a special place because Daniel Viveros out of Liberty Bakersfield, who's already thrown over 70 feet, leader in the nation in the shot put, I feel in good weather conditions, probably going to be a storm tomorrow, but tonight, maybe he throws 74, 75 feet.
So at the next level, does he go play football in the next level, or is he a shot putter?
He's no football in his future at all. He doesn't have the leverage, the arms, the length. Strong young man, but not really tall in stature, but one of the greatest shot put throwers in the history of our central section, the state for that matter.
We have our mayor, Brandon, in the house tonight here in 10 Tavern. So I got to play softball back in the day with Jerry Dyer. Is Jerry Dyer going to run for mayor here? What's the map meter say?
Well, I'd vote for him. I think he probably should, but I don't know. I think if you've spent that much time in law enforcement, I think a real retirement, going out to Pismo and hanging out on your quad, maybe going out into the mountains, skiing, whatever he likes to do, I think he's obviously more than well-deserved for that. But if he wants to get right back into the grind, I think he'd be a great mayor.
Yeah, me too. I'd vote for him, and all I know is he was one heck of a pitcher. We're talking open league pitcher back in the late 80s, he can hum it. Jerry Dyer is one of the best athletes. Went to Fowler High School.
Well, and he's also one of the a big competitor.
Yeah, he likes to win. And
big competitor.
I would like to say if Jerry Dyer is our next mayor, I would love to see Freeway 41 and Freeway 99 or Highway 99. Let's clean it up. Because if I'm
it's pathetic.
Coming to it's just ugly.
It's pathetic. Goes to show you in a state that prides itself on clean air and the new Green Deal and all the things that go along with being a beautiful California resident, we're the worst trash, litter, graffiti place in America. How's that even possible? What a trash look the 99 freeway has.
But you go to Visalia, and whoever's running Visalia, the mayor of Visalia, that's the prettiest freeways I've ever seen in my life. Ivy, pretty. I feel like I'm in North Carolina or something.
Which goes to show you that the road to Augusta, Georgia can be paved in communities like Visalia. That means it can be done here. It needs to be done here on this side of the valley.
And then I also see the Wild Water Adventure Parks are starting to open. I saw the commercials, Matt.
Yep, it's a commercial that runs every year, and there's not one person in that commercial that's representative of the general population that attends the water park. It's an amazing deal.
Yeah, the commercial, I was really impressed with the cute little families, the little dainty moms with blonde hair and the kids. But you go out there, you're going to see a lot of guys with long T-shirts walking around. And
yep,
it's just
a lot of T-shirts in the water, a lot of wife beaters on tank top central and jean shorts. You'll see a lot of that. And you might run into an occasional tattoo. I don't know. I'm just thinking that's what's going on.
Yeah, I think the over and under. This place is starting to jam pack right here. Amy Bo Peep is working hard. This is 10 Tavern. We're going to take a break. Take your phone calls, 844-940-ESPN. You know, what I now, Matt, my phone's blown up, but people are scared to call in. And we're not going to attack you. Matt might, but I'll be nice to you. Don't go anywhere. We're at 10 Tavern. This is The Zone on 940 ESPN.
We'll be right back from the 10.
You're in The Zone. Sponsored by Blast & Brew. Fashion furniture across from River Park, Helena Agra Enterprises, and 10 Tavern with the Pag Meter and Big Cat Nick Anderson on 940 ESPN.
You are in The Zone on a Friday afternoon. The Big Cat on assignment. He's keeping us updated with AAU basketball with his son, Cole. So it's the Pack Meter, Matty J, filling in here in the beautiful 10 Tavern. Let me just tell you, Matty J.
You can tell me.
Brought to you by Helena Agri Enterprises.
I'll let you tell me.
And the Helena, by the way, is working overtime because of this rain. It's supposed to rain again tomorrow and Sunday. So if you're a farmer, call Helena, 559-261-9030. They will hook you up to wherever you're located because they need to get it going if you're a farmer. Helena Agri Enterprises, LLC. Amy Bo Peep just brought over here some rigatoni. It's the best I've ever had. I'm Italian, and I'm telling you right now, the sauce reminds me of my grandma's.
Well, they make a lot of stuff here from scratch. The fresh flavor, you can taste that, obviously.
One word.
Very impressed. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
I'm looking around, too, and I'm seeing the CIF directors in the house from the state of California. This is a big deal going on around here, and they chose this place to come before they go over the track meet.
Hey, listen to the Pag Meter, Matty J, here on the 10 Tavern. We're in the corner of Willow and Nice, literally right on the corner. Come on in and hang out with us. We got Mike. Mike, you are in the zone.
All right, so I think they ought to abolish city, county. It's kind of irrelevant. We want the best players out there. I want to play with the best, and I want to play against the best. And simply, I think the attitude is Division One teams have the best players. I don't think that's 100%. I think it's all a math problem. Per so many people, you have so many awesome athletes, and because it's more populated in the city, you obviously have more awesome athletes. But there are county players that are just as good as the city players. And so that's what I think. I think abolish city, county, just pick the best players. And there's got to be someone from Coalinga that's good enough to play.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. And I agree. Now, when you say abolish, you mean let's keep the game going, but it could truly be just a Central Valley All-Star game. The best of the best, they all get nominated, a group of people, i.e. probably coaches, select who they want. And then they you go forth. I think the problem is that we've put so much ability to make key decisions in the hands of the coaches who are nominated to coach the teams that you see an overwhelming amount, and I don't blame it. I mean, I coach the game. I'm going to take the players that I coach. That's a tribute to the guys I represent. But in the reality, when you take 6, 7, 8, 9 players from your school, you just eliminated the young guy from Coalinga who probably is deserving. So I think you're right. It's a numbers game, but there's some tweaks to the rules that you could really put into place, and then you can match up and take county and city. And by the way, the game to me is all about one day when you're a grown adult with a family, you could bump into a place like here at the Tin Tavern and realize, hey, that's the guy I played against in the city-county game. Or maybe that's the guy that's from Clovis West and I went to school at a different school, but now we're buddies for life. Why not have the county player and the city player join forces at times and so they can play together? Why does it have to be one against the other? That's my only concern always in the game. There's nothing wrong with the game of All-Star. That's a great game to continue to keep going. But you don't have to have divide lines between county and city. Put the best athletes together on the field and let's play ball.
Mike still there? Thank you for the call,
thank
Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah.
I think, Matt, we have no choice when there's so many schools now.
That's clear. That's clear to me now. I had no idea.
Yeah, but before when you coached it, there was, I'll never forget, there's 28 county schools, 14 city schools, but now you've taken three more city schools, put them on the county, and it even hurts even the Klingas of the world.
Yeah, and you didn't add anything to the city.
No.
Why do you do that? I'm telling you. Because it was overwhelming. The perception was that the city was just too overloaded with good football players. So they took those schools and they brought them over to the county, but they should have taken 5, 6, 7, thank you, Donald Speed. They should have taken 6, 7 county schools and moved them to the city.
To make it a Central Valley All-Star game, and I guarantee some of those county schools would be so excited to play against schools that they've heard about from you and I all along, how good maybe Buchanan is or
Clovis West. That's another great point, Nick. You know, you sit around, whether you played in the city or whether you played way out in the county. You visualize what those guys are like. They visualize what you're like. What better type setting to put them both on the same team and realize that the kid from the city, well, he speaks the same language you speak. And what a great time to bring the fellowship of student-athletes together from all walks of life in our valley and let them play on the same team. But what we do is we continue to put that divide, like it's the north versus the south. It's the city versus the county. How about it's my all-star team versus your all-star team?
Well, how about this then? Because we know basketball, two coaches get together and they start picking. How about if Matt Johnson was coaching against one of his Madera South Stallions? Wouldn't that be kind of fun, too?
Yeah, the dynamic is all there. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's kind of fun. And you're playing, all of a sudden, I'm an Edison Tiger. I'm covering an Edison Tiger. What do you think? That's got potential,
absolutely,
too. What do you think of that idea? 844-940-ESPN, because city-county softball is going to happen in June, and I know there's some when I looked and I go, hey, how's Madera playing on the city team? They messed it up, too. So if we you know, it's almost time. Baseball's the only one left, but baseball is getting too many schools as well, and we're going to have to figure that out in the future. Because now they let Dinuba and Lemoore in.
At least we can say this without any hesitation. This valley has the best collection of historical All-Star games of any area that I've ever been associated with. And I've lived in just about every region in the western United States and been involved as an athlete in those regions too. And no one does it as well or keeps perpetuating this. I think the baseball, the football is the longest running All-Star football game in the state. Baseball speaks for itself. Basketball's been doing it for quite a while. Softball's been at it now. At least we do pay tribute to our fine student athletes. That's a positive. Let's end on that because I don't want to negatively bash what's going on.
Someone's putting
these games on. I'm certainly from my couch not going to weigh in on the fine work that these all-star committees are doing. So congratulations.
No question about it. Wednesday we had the Central Section Championship of High School Baseball. Congratulations to James Patrick and the Clovis Cougars. It was the bottom of the fourth. They got suspended from Saturday. And, boy, Clovis scored 9 in that bottom of the fourth and just blew out Frontier. Justin Tiger, one of the best young – he's a senior shortstop. Home run and triple. I mean, if we had a MVP for the Central Section Championship game, Justin Tiger definitely going to get it. But James Patrick, 500, I mean, come on.
10 section championships for James Patrick, the winningest all-time baseball coach. How many times do we say this in the business of sports, journalism, and, of course, radio and television? But it's so true. What a fine dude. What a great gentleman. What a charismatic man to be around, to lead young men in the field of battle. And more importantly, a good friend of us and a great friend of the PAG meter through all these years. It's been a joy to be involved in Clovis Cougar baseball.
And he's so humble. He's a comedian without the uniform.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He's a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
James
yeah.
Patrick, he'll be coaching tonight, the city versus the county, against David Cuellar from the Sanger Apaches. And, well, when I see those kids show up now at Chickchansey Park, it's a lot of fun to see. And, you know, from Buchanan, Brock Jones, the Brene Brith winner from 2019, going to Stanford, and he'll be playing center field tonight. The guy can go get it.
He knows how to run a ball down.
No question about it. And he's going to attempt to play two sports at a Pac-12 school. That doesn't happen all the time.
Not very often, but it does happen.
It does happen.
Might have heard of a guy in the SEC by the name of Bo Jackson.
Oh, Nelly, look at him
go. Oh, Nelly, we had a guy at USC. Here we go. One other show without not mentioning my Trojans. Guy by the name of Rodney Peete started third base for the USC baseball team. We know that he was the runner-up in the Heisman Trophy as a quarterback to Troy Aikman.
No question about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so tonight at 6:30, Matt and I will be behind the microphone at Chickchansey Park. City versus county. I'm telling you, David Cuellar, the Apaches, the county's pretty good. Jake Harrell will probably start, the big lefty from Sanger. Irvin averaged 0.46 this year, so the starting lineup for the city has their hands full against that lefty.
It is. They do, but it's baseball.
It's baseball.
Well, it is. It's baseball, and anything's possible. And you could bring in, I've seen some of the greatest pitchers in the history. Heck, one of them's pitching down with the UCLA Bruins right now, played in that game, and it's, you know, you can still hit them. It's one thing about pitchers. They can get you, but it only takes one or two good swings of a bat, and the pitcher loses.
And I get, you know, I bring this up every show almost, and I just still don't understand. High school baseball, the championship the other day at Clovis, James Patrick Stadium, I call it now, and I think Clovis Unified needs to put some sort of sign up. Lloyd Merriman Field, James Patrick Stadium, just like they did Pete Biden, Bob Bennett. There was almost 4,000 people at Clovis High School for that game. Fresno State baseball, they probably averaged 200 to 300 people. What is going on? Why aren't people supporting baseball when they're all local kids out there?
Well, because they are local kids in high school, and they're really local, and they have mom and dad and every friend and family member in town. They also have what's called a student body. There is no student body at Fresno State. Very small faction of supporters that go to that commuter campus at Fresno State, and they do the best they can. But when you're in a high school, the one you mentioned happened to be the Clovis Cougars, there's probably 2,200 students on game day. There's a rally. There's support behind James Patrick and his Clovis Cougars to go win another section championship. And they're getting ready to go to the game with faces painted to represent their fellow peers, their high school team, high school classmates. There isn't that sensation at Fresno State that you're involved, that you, hey, you know, I have chemistry class with our starting quarterback at Fresno State. There's not a connection. There is no connection in America like the connection you have in the world of high school sports. That's why I represent high school more than anything else. That's what I believe the greatest show in this town, hands down, in the world of athletics, is what the high schools do day in and day out. And that is why high school sports are supported in much bigger numbers than they are at Fresno State. It's a no-brainer.
I think you and I do a fabulous job, and along with the other local media people, to pump local sports. So if you're the marketing guy at Fresno State, and football will be fine. I think enough people go to football, even though I still want 40,000 people every game.
Yeah.
Probably won't happen. But what would you do if you're the marketing guy? Would you get Fresno State maybe in the Big West? What would you do to get people in the seats? If you're the marketing expert, it's at your new job. How are you going to do it?
I'm not going to do it because I don't think there's an answer to get it done. I think there are things that they can do to help enhance the experience. I think the marketing of the programs begins and starts with the visuals as you lead your way down to one of the ugliest stretches of all California, the 99 corridor. You enhance the 99 corridor with signature signage of the most outstanding collection of athletes that have ever graced a Division I college reside or played their sport right here in the Valley. But a lot of people don't know. I know this because I have friends all over America, like I'm hoping I know the PAG meter does too, and we travel, and people say, yeah, well, you know, the rate, what? He went, did he go to school? For, yeah, he's a Fresno State Bull. I had no idea. Wow. People have no idea outside the beltway of this valley what enormous talented athletes, male and female, we have at Fresno State. Why doesn't anybody know that? Because the most traveled road in America is the 99 freeway, but no one knows anything about Fresno State when they travel up and down the 99.
They just see garbage on left and right side.
Period.
Let's bring up Paul. Paul, you are in the zone.
Actually, I'm in Reno, and it's raining. But
Paul.
Glad that you guys are in the zone.
So, Paul, you're going to bring the rain right to Fresno tomorrow then, aren't you? Because I heard it's supposed to rain Saturday, Sunday.
I hear that too. And it's not raining too bad right now. This Fresno State Mountain West Tournament game is supposed to start at 6:30. We'll see if they're able to do that. The first game just finished a little bit ago, and San Diego State, who's won five of the last six of these tournaments, was eliminated by Nevada 6-4. So there are three teams left. The Dogs and UNLV are the two unbeatens. I got to tell you guys, the conditions for this second game are going to be very, very different from the first one today. Right now, the wind is just gusting out to left field. We're going to have some wet stuff. And that could be an equalizer, as you guys know. I mean, Fresno State's been a dominant force in college baseball the second half of the season. But anything can happen in these conditions.
Paul, as long as you have been involved as the voice of Fresno State athletics, where do you put this version of Fresno State, this year's version of Fresno State baseball? What do you like? What are your concerns? And what is really, in your opinion, the one missing ingredient for us to have a big, deep run, not only in this tournament, but potentially move on?
I'll tell you, when you look at the way this team has played for the last 25 games, I don't think anything's missing. I mean, some of the questions you had earlier were, can they pitch under pressure? Can they throw strikes when the game's on the line? And they've answered that with flying colors. I mean, their last 25 ball games, they've won 21. They had that goofy tie on a Sunday in Fresno. They've only lost three. And two of those three losses were decided on a final pitch that could have won it for Fresno State. So, I mean, they've just been incredibly locked down. Their top two starters, Jensen and Moore, have been tremendous. Their bullpen's been excellent all year. And, you know, in the lineup today, their first five hitters are all conference guys. So they're getting great senior leadership, playing solid defense. But, again, tonight, even though they just swept UNLV in lopsided fashion last weekend in Vegas, tonight with the Rebels here at elevation and the wind blowing out, really anything could happen.
Okay, Paul, so we're talking, because I've lived in this town my whole life, never left, probably never will, and I just don't understand why – we don't have 3,500 people at every game at Fresno State. I know it frustrates you, but what do we got to do to get butts in the seats? We got so many great, tremendous local guys from the track, from Buchanan, Clovis, whoever, going to Fresno State. Why aren't we getting 3,500 people a game?
You know, that's a good question, Nick, and I think there's a lot of competition. That's one. I think it's harder to get young people's attention these days in general, and you see attendance across the board in college athletics down. But I'll tell you, when we had great crowds this year at Pete Biden Field at Bob Bennett Stadium, it was when youth baseball teams were part of the action. And, I mean, that just changes the whole dynamic. When you have four or five little league teams out there on the same day and, you know, you have that youthful enthusiasm, it makes a big difference. So anyway, you can produce more of that. I think in all the sports, not only are you engaging those people and you're changing the game day atmosphere, but you're also, you know, changing your future student-athlete population, because those people, if they have a good experience, are going to want to wear that uniform someday.
Well, you travel around with the Bulldogs, and you've been in very excited and energetic stadiums probably in your past. But, you know, Nick and I call it the red versus blue state theory, and it seems to me in the state of California, not just on Fresno State or others, where else in California in college athletics are these baseball games heavily attended? I very rarely see it, and I'm a USC Trojan. I don't see a lot of energy. At UCLA, I've been to several games at Jackie Robinson Field, and it looks like they'll get excited a little bit, but nothing like when I take my trips off to other states, Arkansas, Texas, and into the world of the Southeast areas, where they just get crazy over their college teams. What do you, is that a California thing because we're a laid-back state?
Well, I think there's something to that, and certainly in the case of UCLA, who's the number one team in the country in baseball right now, there's so much competition for people's attention in the Southland. But, you know, Mike Batesel, when he goes out and recruits, one of the things he says is Fresno is the last college town in California. If you're a Bulldog, you're part of the biggest show in town. And I think, you know, what we're seeing with Jeff Tedford, with Justin Hudson, with Coach Batesel, wins go a long way. And it's not always a guarantee of people showing up. But I'll tell you this, Matt, if Fresno State wins a regional somewhere next weekend and somehow finds a way to host a super regional, that place will be full. And maybe it's just, again, getting back to that sustained success that we saw for so long under Bob Bennett, that we saw for 7 years with Mike Batesel before joining the Mountain West. And this year may be a bridge to that kind of situation. Well, and I just want to let you guys know that the game may not start on time because of rain. So we'll keep you posted on that.
Okay.
Well, Paul, our idea, Matt and I, we come up with this idea because when you go to Pete Biden Field, Bob Bennett Stadium, no one even knows anything about the past of Fresno State. And I know Chris Pacheco has a sign shop. We want giant signs of Derek Carr, Aaron Judge, I want Devontae Adams.
Paul George. You go down the list.
Paul George, and I want kids to go, oh, my God, Dad, I didn't know those guys played here. I want to be a Bulldog. I want to go to the game. I want signs everywhere. And then that's the way to start. And we're going to start getting the kids in because Matt and I, we're the high school guys, and we got a great following. I think we need to start getting high school people in and start working Little League up. But that's the one way to – that's what we're thinking.
Well, and, you know, it's funny you mention that because here in Reno – the Nevada Athletic Department has invested heavily in baseball the last few years. This year it's a new outfield fence with new padding and new signage. But one thing they did last year, at the back of their bleachers, which is just empty space, right? They have hung these giant vinyl banners that have the images of every Nevada player who's ever made it to the big leagues, like a giant 3-foot by 6-foot baseball card of each one of those former Wolfpack players. And they only have 20 of them. Fresno State has 50 guys that have gone on to the big leagues. And if we had that at Pete Biden Field at Bob Bennett Stadium, you're right. That would be a very eye-catching situation. Not to mention, you know, don't you want to know about that team that won it all? Wouldn't it be great to see a display that really captures everything that team did? And, you know, people have put in a lot of effort. The Dugout Club does tremendous work and has raised so much money and changed that ballpark so much over the years. But I think you're right. A creative vision and just a visual display can go a long way, and people like Chris Pacheco and others, I think, are willing to support that. So maybe for next school year, under this athletic department leadership, we'll see some more of those touches around campus.
Well, I don't think there's another college since the 70s, since Bo Jackson. We had Frank Thomas and Charles Barkley. Those kind of stars compared to Derek Carr, Paul George, and
Aaron Judge might have heard of them.
Might have heard of those guys. No one has three superstars in Major League sports like those guys, and we need to get the word out. Well, Paul, great job on Fresno State baseball. We're all going to be watching, listening tonight, and I know it's Fresno State's on a roll right now, and keep it going up there in Nevada.
Just as you guys were talking, guy in the distance, but I'm guessing that this game may start a little later than me, so we'll start our pregame. We have a pretty definitive answer, but sorry for stealing some of your guys. Always great to talk sports with you.
Are you kidding me? We had nothing else to talk about, Paul. You came in. Paul Leffler saved our show. You're the best in the business. Yeah. Thank you, Paul. We're breaking up. Sounds like you definitely can hear the weather back there in Nevada. We'll be tuning in on the radio to see when they get that start going. Thank you, Mr. Paul Leffler.
And I know that weather's coming right to California this weekend. So
yes,
we'll take
is.
A break, wrap it up, get you ready for the City-County All-Star Baseball. We are live at 10 Tavern. Where Amy and Matt are here, get the raviolis. I'm going to tell, I mean, it's, I mean, I'm sorry, the rigatoni. It's out of this world. Let's take a break. 940 ESPN.
10 Tavern. We'll be right back.
You're in the zone. Sponsored by Blast and Broom. Fashion furniture across from River Park, Helena Agri Enterprises, and 10 Tavern. With the Pag Meter and Big Cat Nick Anderson on 940 ESPN.
We're in the zone on a Friday afternoon live. Look at Mr. Miranda's even in the house. Getting ready for the City County All-Star Baseball. It's the Pag Meter here at 10 Tavern where friends gather. I love that sign, by the way.
That's a good, it's a good slogan. It's a good statement to be made because there's a lot of friends in here right now.
I hogged the rigatoni, but how good is it?
Great. I love the sausage in there. Boy, that was good. You're tender, fresh. I'm done. I've had the lobster. I've had the shrimp. I've had everything here. And the jalapeno poppers, the hot ones. Wow.
Nick Anderson on location, AAU time, Matt. You're going to be doing a lot of Friday shows because Cole Anderson was just invited to the Elite 100, the best 100 players in the country, to Virginia, where I don't matter, heard of John Calipari, Coach K will be there. That's pretty good. When you have
along with really the hottest basketball coach in America, the Virginia head coach basketball, might have heard of them. I don't know. They're just national champions.
So they're all going to be there. When you're – he got voted or picked. They pay for everything. Look, we got the legendary Mr. Kemp, Mr. Miranda here. They're all getting ready for the City-County All-Star Baseball game. 6:30, first pitch at Chicanty, but 10 Tavern on the corner of Willow and Nice. If you haven't been here yet, lunchtime. Get over here for lunch and dinner. This place is happening.
It is. I can't get over the fact it's airy, bright. Talk with the owner about, you know, the light coming in and just the feel. It is very good vibe inside this restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Bill Walton territory.
Yeah, Amy and Matt are your host here, and also they have Blast and Brew. They're going to have a room next door, and it's going to be there, you know, where you can
private meeting rooms. Yeah, private meeting rooms are always in supply or need for supply in this community, and it's an automatic great bang for your buck.
And if you ever have a Val gets pregnant again, has a baby shower, you can have it right next door.
Yeah, if Val gets pregnant and has a baby again, it's going to be lights out for the marriage because I'm done. I can't have babies.
What did you like? Okay, if I had to give you a choice here, but I want to give a little love out to Helen Agri Enterprises LLC, Andy Lowe and Nick Anderson. Those guys are working their tails off because of this rain, and we just talked to Paul. It's raining in Nevada. Game could be delayed, and that storm is supposed to be coming our way again tomorrow. So if you're in Helena Agri Enterprises, if you're a farmer, call them, 559-261-9030. They're working overtime.
Yes, they are. If you had it, you were going somewhere with that. If I
the lobster corn dogs, what do you like the best here?
I'm a sauce guy. The lobster corn dog is great, but without that homemade sauce they put on that on the side to dip the corn dog, lobster corn dog in, yes, I would go definitely with the lobster corn dog. I would do that again.
Who came up with that? I love the talk. We have to get the chef out here sometime and talk. Because look at that kitchen. There's 70 people back
there. Well, in the big picture, if you have a fryer, if you have oil, if you have a heating fryer, you could fry in. You could corn dog anything.
How do you do that? Yeah.
You know, I could do
Twinkies.
a corn dog ribeye. I mean, I could do whatever I want.
Yeah, you can. So City County All-Star Baseball, this is about our, fifth year, sixth year in a row?
Yeah, at least. Yep. Three things before we get off the air. We only have a few seconds left, really, big time. California State Track and Field Championship.
Yes.
Preliminary rounds tonight, Friday at Buchanan. Boom,
give
there.
Us one name right now that's going to win it all, the Matt Meter.
Well, the number one name on my list right now I'm so intrigued by is the four-time gold medalist from our Valley already in the Valley Championships, Caleb Foster, the junior, 110 high hurdler, long jump, triple jump, and he's a member of one of the best, fastest 4x1 relay teams in the state. I expect big things in the long jump and triple jump from Caleb Foster.
Let's hope we don't have any false starts because, you know, it drives me crazy.
Yes, sir, I'm aware of that.
And do you think maybe the guys in the red jackets who look like Captain Kangaroo will have calm down and say, hey, sorry, it's my fault. Get back in there, do it again, or are you going to send those kids home from San Diego?
One could only help and hope that that's what happens.
You know, I think as long as we harp on something, it's going to happen.
Have been proven to be a little bit of a cutting edge on a lot of these ideas.
And this is why we have a great show, Matty J. Great job today.
Thank you.
I want to thank JoJo back in the studio. Matt and Amy are great hosts today here at 10 Tavern. They're loaded. Come on in. You might have to wait for 3 or 4 minutes for a table. They also have a great patio outside. We're heading to Chicanty Park. We will see you baseball fans, 6:30 first pitch. Come on down to Chicanty Park. 10 Tavern next week. We'll either be at the 10 Tavern or Blast and Brew. Matty J, great job.
Thank you, my friend.
Have a great night, everybody. You've been listening to The Zone on 940 ESPN, the Valley's local sports leader.
Get in the game.